It was just like that bar in Cheers where everybody knows your name. Except here, they were likely to forget it 5 minutes later. Still, it was the creme de la creme of New York, whipped into a frenzy. Sometimes you got a souffle. Sometimes cottage cheese.
It is like a model bomb exploded in this room tonight. Is there a woman here aside from me that weighs more than 100 pounds?
I know, it's like Under Eaters Anonymous.
That's funny, Skippy.
Skipper.
I have this theory that men secretly hate pretty girls because they feel that they're the ones who rejected them in high school.
Right, but if you're not part of the Beauty Olympics, you can still become a very, interesting person.
Are you saying that I'm not pretty enough?
No, of course you are.
So, ipso facto, I can't be interesting? Women either fall into one of two categories, beautiful and boring, or homely and interesting. Is that what you're saying, Skippy?
That's not what I meant.
Excuse me, is this your hand on my knee?
No.
All right, let's just keep him where I can see him, all right? Well, I guess you must find me beautiful. Or interesting.
I was about to rescue Skipper from an increasingly hopeless situation when suddenly...
Hey. Lucky me, twice in 1 week.
Well, I don't know if you're going to be getting that lucky.
You know, I was really pissed off the way you left the other day.
You were?
Yeah. And I thought, how great. You finally understand the kind of relationship I really want. Now we can have sex without commitment.
Yeah, right. Sure, I guess. So, whenever I feel like it, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, please. I mean, whenever you feel like it. If I'm alone, I'm all yours.
Right.
I like this new you. Call me.
Yep. I didn't understand. Did all men secretly want their women promiscuous and emotionally detached? And if I was really having sex like a man, why didn't I feel more in control?